This is Audible.
Chasm City by Alistair Reynolds. Narrated by John Lee. Copyright 2001 by Alistair Reynolds. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Alistair Reynolds and United Agents, and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Dear newcomer, welcome to the Epsilon Eridani system. Despite all that has happened, we hope your stay here will be a pleasant one. For your information, we have compiled this document to explain some of the key events in our recent history. It is intended that this information will ease your transition into a culture which may be markedly different from the one you were expecting to find when you embarked at your point of origin. It is important that you realize that others have come before you. Their experiences have helped us shape this document in a manner designed to minimize the shock of cultural adjustment. We have found that attempts to gloss over or understate the truth of what happened, of what continues to happen, are ultimately harmful, that the best approach, based on a statistical study of cases such as yours, is to present the facts in as open and honest a manner as possible. We are fully aware that your initial response is likely disbelief, quickly followed by anger and then a state of protracted denial. It is important to grasp that these are normal reactions. It is equally important to grasp, even at this early stage, that there will come a time when you will adjust to and accept the truth. It might be days from now, it might even be weeks or months, but in all but a minority of cases it will happen. You might even look back upon this time and wish that you could have willed yourself to make the transition to acceptance quicker than you did. You will know that it is only when that process is accomplished that anything resembling happiness becomes possible. Let us therefore begin the process of adjustment. Due to the fundamental light-speed limit for communication within the sphere of colonized space, news from other solar systems is inevitably out of date, often by decades or more. Your perceptions of our system's main world, Yellowstone, are almost certainly based on outdated information. It is certainly the case that for more than two centuries, until, in fact, a very recent past, Yellowstone was enthralled to what most contemporary observers choose to term the Belle Époque. It was an unprecedented social and technological golden age, our ideological template seen by all to be an almost perfect system of governance. Numerous successful ventures were launched from Yellowstone, including daughter colonies in other solar systems, as well as ambitious scientific expeditions to the edge of human space. Visionary social experiments were conducted within Yellowstone and its glitter band, including the controversial but pioneering work of Calvin Silvest and his disciples. Great artists, philosophers, and scientists flourished in Yellowstone's atmosphere of hothouse innovation. Techniques of neural augmentation were pursued fearlessly. Other human cultures chose to treat the conjoiners with suspicion, but we Demarchists, unafraid of the positive aspects of mind enhancement methods, established lines of rapport with the conjoiners which enabled us to exploit their technologies to the full. Their starship drives allowed us to settle many more systems than cultures subscribing to inferior social models. In truth, it was a glorious time. It was also the likely state of affairs which you were expecting upon your arrival. This is unfortunately not the case. 7 years ago, something happened to our system. The exact transmission